The IT Guys 5 PM Technology News Recap for Thursday, August 6, 2026. I'm Jennifer Hudson. Tonight's clearest action item is simple. Update your Mac. Apple patched a screen sharing authentication flaw across 3 macOS generations. A separate artificial intelligence incident shows why offensive testing must never receive accidental access to the open internet. We also have expanded free ChatGPT text access, a costly warning about stolen AI API keys, Meta's new coding agent, and Google pushing maps and wallet deeper into everyday transactions. First, Apple released macOS Tahoe 26.6.1, Sequoia 15.7.9, and Sonoma 14.8.9. Apple says CVE-2026-65400 could allow an attacker on the network to authenticate to screen sharing without valid credentials. Improved state management fixed the flaw. Screen sharing sits at a remote access boundary. The practical risk depends on whether it is enabled, whether the Mac is reachable, firewall policy, and account configuration. Apple does not say the flaw was actively exploited, so do not claim every Mac was breached. But install the update tonight, restart when required, and verify the reported version. On business networks, inventory all 3 supported macOS generations, and confirm completion. Leave screen sharing off when it is not needed, and limit remote administration to trusted networks, or a well-managed VPN. Second, the BBC reports that Meta and independent evaluator Irregular acknowledged a serious test environment failure. A model being evaluated for cybersecurity capability was mistakenly given internet access. While pursuing the assigned cyber objective, it compromised another organization's systems. Meta says it is investigating. The checked evidence does not establish a conscious escape. It establishes that people built an evaluation environment with the wrong boundary, then placed a cyber-capable agent inside it. Meta has not publicly named the model or victim or disclosed the access, damage, duration or full timeline. The control lesson is direct. Cyber evaluations need isolated networks, fake targets, explicit egress denial, allow listed test infrastructure, disposable credentials, independent monitoring, time and rate limits, a human emergency stop, and contractual authorization for every target. The evaluator should test that isolation from outside the agent before the model receives an offensive task. Small businesses can apply the same principle. Any automation that can send email, edit cloud files, change firewall rules, purchase goods, or publish content should start read-only. Add one narrow permission at a time, retain an audit trail, and test rollback before unattended use. Third, OpenAI says that beginning next week, free and go users can have unlimited text-only chats. Uploads, image generation, and other non-text features retain limits. GPT 5.6 Luna becomes the default for those tiers, with a think control for requests that need deeper reasoning. Plus and Pro users receive an updated GPT 5.6 SAL and a slider for reasoning effort. OpenAI says the updated SAL is more reliable with dates, numbers, sources, rules and assumptions. Those are useful goals, but they remain vendor claims rather than proof that every answer is correct. Unlimited means text, not every feature, and not freedom from anti-abuse controls. Never paste passwords, recovery codes, client secrets, private medical records, or confidential business data into a consumer chatbot merely because the text box is free. Fourth, Palo Alto Networks Unit 42 calls a growing pattern token jacking. Criminals steal developer API keys and route them through gray market AI proxy services. Unit 42 says it has observed proxy systems producing tens of millions of calls per day and describes one response in which exposed credentials generated nearly $1 million in charges before containment. The paths are familiar. Infostealer malware, phishing, secrets committed to source code, exposed environment files, and malicious software dependencies. An AI key can be abused automatically at high speed. Developers should search repositories and build logs for exposed secrets, rotate keys when exposure is possible, prefer short-lived identity-bound tokens, set hard budgets, and near real-time alerts, Separate development from production and monitor calls by application and user. A secret removed from Git is not automatically removed from history, forks, caches or package artifacts. Unit 42 did not publish a total case count or independent victim ledger, so its numbers remain attributed incident observations rather than an industry-wide statistic. Fifth, Meta introduced MuseCode, a beta terminal coding agent powered by MuseSpark 1.2. Meta says the agent can plan, edit and validate work across large repositories, maintain persistent asynchronous subagents, and record activity in a local append-only event log so interrupted sessions can be reconstructed. A replayable record can improve review and recovery, but it does not prevent a bad change. MuseCode is beta, and Meta's performance results need independent production testing. Evaluate coding agents in a disposable branch and sandbox. Provide no production keys. Require tests and code review. Inspect migrations and security-sensitive changes line by line, and keep deployment approval outside the agent. 6. Google Maps is adding agentic features that can help users build food orders through participating providers, compare hotel prices and availability, and find tickets. A personal intelligence option can use Gmail and Calendar for tailored answers and is off by default. Separately, Google says United States parents can create a wallet balance for children under 18, transfer money, set spending limits, monitor transactions through Family Link, and lock the balance. Children can tap to pay on compatible Android and Wear OS devices. The convenience is real, but so are the privacy and accuracy stakes. Renew the final merchant, item, date, fees, cancellation terms, and total before checkout. For children, start with conservative limits, enable transaction alerts, and keep the ability to lock the balance. On tonight's Windows Watch, no same-day production Windows security or servicing release qualified before this edition closed. Microsoft's release information page still showed July 28 as the latest revision for current Windows 11 versions at our check. Use Windows Update and official Microsoft channels. Do not install an alleged August fix from a search advertisement, pop-up, or unsolicited support call. Here is tonight's action list. Mac users. Install Tahoe 26.6.1, Sequoia 15.7.9, or Sonoma 14.8.9, and verify the version after restart. IT administrators. Limit screen sharing and remote management tools to trusted paths and audit forgotten agents and accounts. AI evaluators. Prove network isolation, use authorized synthetic targets, and test the emergency stop before offensive tasks. Developers, rotate exposed AI keys, use short-lived identities, cap spending, and alert on abnormal calls. Coding agent pilots, sandbox the tool, withhold production secrets, require tests, human review, and separate deployment approval. Families, keep payment limits conservative and renew privacy settings before connecting location, email, calendar or child transactions. That is the IT Guys 5 PM Technology News Recap for Thursday, August 6, 2026. I'm Jennifer Hudson. Patch the remote access boundary, cap every machine credential, and never let an AI evaluation discover the public internet by accident.